Guten Erev Shabbos. I always say Parshas Kisetze is a gewaldik hagdome to Chodesh Elul. I'm going to talk a little bit about the beginning of the parasha, the first part of the parasha. Zadovo Niflamoid. The beginning of the parasha talks about Yifas Toyar. In fact, last night, one of the Choshev Beis Medrash Talmidim asked me this shayla. Daniel Gopin, I don't know if he's here, but you could tell him I mentioned the Dovah B'Shem Omroi. He asked me, we never find such a thing, that the Torah is Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzer Hara. The Torah gives a heter, Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzer Hara, that there's an Issa, and Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzer Hara. The Torah says it's a Torah knew you can't, you won't be able to withhold. The Torah gave a heter. I want to know why here? It happens to be that B'Shas Mulchome, we find different heterim. B'Shas Kibush, Eretz Yisrael, there was certain heterim given. Kisli de Chaziri. We find that B'Shas Mulchome, there were certain nekudas. But I want to be aiming on a different point, and it's a tremendous chizik. This also connects to a very, very choshev yesoid from Rabban Kotler, Zecher Tzadik Levroch, and the Mishnas Rabbaran, that also connects to this week's parasha. The Chazal tell us that there's a whole process what you're supposed to do with the Yifasta, yeah? And then at the end, if you still want to marry her, you can keep her after this whole parasha. You keep her, which means that it's kosher. It's a kosher wedding. It's a kosher chasana. It's a kosher. It's a kosher kedushin. It's a kosher nisuin. Everything's kosher. It's kosher. But then Chazal tells us a dova nifla. Chazal tells us that if somebody lemaisa does it, then what's the next parasha? Ben Saramara. Anybody who takes Yifas Toya, Soifa Isha Toya with Mimenu, a Ben Sarumar. Rabbi Isaiah, Ben Sarumar is worse than the Dalud Mises Bezdin, combined. Imagine a Tata Mame, a father, mother, bringing their son to be executed. It's for sure more painful than Dalud Mises Bezdin. Than the Dalud Mises Bezdin would have done to you. You'll all limit Hashem one day, be tatas, and you'll see that what it means. Imagine your relative to have to do it to your father, to your mother, to your brother, to bring a to kill, to execute, skill it. So the pella is, what exactly is the Torah giving us? The Torah knew that you're not going to be able to control yourself. The Torah gave you a heter. That's a heter. What kind of heter is that? Might as well kill him. It sounds like it's Rachmanis. The Torah had Rachmanis on you. Showing B'Shas Muhammad, this, you can't control yourself. The Torah had Rachmanis. That's Rachmanis. Kill him. Shoot him. It's a pelagon. You want how far it goes? You have to look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Zayin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Zayin. You can't. It's hard to read the Gemara. Obviously, this is from the Gemara that when you read, you realize you don't know what's going on, right? You can't take it kipshutei. But the Gemara says as follows in Maseches Sanhedrin: Pikeish David Lavid Avodizah. Yeah, David HaMelech was Pikeish Lavid Avodizah. Finally, Hushai Harki told him that he shouldn't. Why in the world would David HaMelech bikesh lavod avodah zarah? So the Gemara says, this was when Avshalom was coming to kill him. Avshalom was coming to kill him. So David HaMelech felt, it's going to be a chil Hashem. People are going to say, a Melech Yisrael like David HaMelech, his son is going to kill him. Let me worship Avodah Zarah. And then people say, oh, he deserved it. That's why. It's a very difficult Gemara to read, obviously. In Shulchan Aruch, there's such a heter to be Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is not a chilul shem shemayim. The whole thing is, it's mind, the whole Gemara is mind-boggling. And for that reason, there's many, many interpretations in the Chazal, many interpretations in the Rishonim and the Gedolei Achronim, how to understand the sugya. But for sure, the approach, again, we're not going to go into, it's not the topic I want to discuss today, but for sure, the approach, the general approach is, there are many things that's kilu oivid avodah zarah. Right? There's many things that we treat like Abizrayu, it's like Avodah Zarah. From the smallest thing, somebody goes to Kol Mi Shador B'chut Floretz. Doi Mekimi She'en Lo Yeliha. Whatever that means, right? The famous Kimon Subas. So there's many, which means there are things that you're not supposed to do. If you could live in Eretz Yisrael, you're not supposed to live in Chutz Laretz. If you live in Chutz Laretz, you're doing it to somebody. Obviously, if you need to live there for Parnoseh, for Chinuch HaBonim, if you have reasons. But if Stamos say you live in Chutz Laretz, what's wrong? I remember when my father went to Eretz Yisrael, Tov Shin Lamed Beis. I'll never forget it. We were in Shul, and I was 7 years old at the time. It's a long time ago. You can imagine if I was seven, but I was seven once, 1972. And I remember my father turned to somebody in shul, and people weren't going to Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't like a... And my father was in the middle of his life already. He was established with his kids, with his kids. He had a... My father had a juking cup. He said, I want to learn a koil. He's already 40 years old. I want to learn a koil. And in America, it wasn't practical. I'm going to go to Eretz Yisrael. So I remember the guy sitting next to me in shul. He tells the guy, you know, we'll go to Eretz Yisrael, I'll see you a year, I'll see how long I could stay. I'm taking a year off teaching, sabbatical. He didn't get paid, but I'll figure it out how we'll manage. Taka kachav, went to Eretz Yisrael. Mom is a Musa safe. That was a Musa safe. But the guy in shul's reaction to my father, I won't forget. You can imagine, I'm 7 years old. It's like it happened today. Because it made it. Even as a 7 year old, I had to say, this guy's an idiot. As a 7 year old, I understood this guy's an idiot. Tire Yid, but an idiot. My father tells him, go to Eretz Yisrael, and I'm going to be able to learn Torah. Imagine, he said, my father tells him, Torah Eretz Yisrael. I still remember the words. Torah Eretz Yisrael. And the guy looks at me and goes, Rebarach, what's wrong with Muncie? Who needs Eretz Yisrael? What's wrong with Muncie? Beautiful. That was his reaction. I think my father's Edel, so my father didn't give him a look the look I gave him. As a seven-year-old, Eretz Yisrael. My father stayed a year, and then there was no parnasa. The second year. He said, after he learned for a year, he says, I can't stop learning. No parnasa. He did this. He was ready to do sponges and buildings. That I remember my mother went, Atkan. My father said, you know, I would even do sponges to be able to learn another year. That's a good answer. But what's wrong? So if somebody, Stamosay, says, I don't need Eretz Yisrael, that's what many Achronim explain. The Gemara Ksubis means somebody's Mevayet in Eretz Yisrael. What's wrong with Muncie? That's Doi Mekimisha and Lilia. You're not Makar, the value of being in a land that Eini Hashem Olekecha Bo Meireishis Hasana Vadach Rishana, then you're Doi Mekimisha and Lilia. Then you're like an idiot. You're talking to the idiot that I'm saying you are. So some say that that's what David HaMelech was doing. There's a Maral Tzins that says that. There's a Bienes and Eibishitz. That David HaMelech figured, you know me, I'll just go there. I'll go to Chutz Laretz. Meaning David would do something that would give people at least an excuse to say, oh, that's why he was punished. He did something which is Doimer Kemishayin Lelech. So again, we're not going to go into the intricacies of how to learn the sugya. But the point to be brought out from the Gemara is that the Gemara says that Chushi Arki told him, don't do it. Whatever you're planning to do, don't do. Why? Because you married a Yafas Toya. Nobody's going to question why you have an Avshalom. Nobody's going to question why you have a son that wants to kill you. You married a Yafas Toya. So you ended up with that. You ended up with a son who's ready to murder his father. You ended up with a Ben Saramar, a different type of Ben Saramar. As I talk to Gemara. My point is what I'm showing you is that you see from the Gemara that even David HaMelech, even David HaMelech, if he marries a Yefas Toya, not Kishmak. Right? David HaMelech obviously gave Avshalom a good chinuch. Right? He didn't send him to a conservative school. He gave him a good chinuch. And still, Chushai Ark, he told him, don't worry what people are going to say. Everybody knows, you married Yefas Toya, I knew. That's the consequence. So now we go back to the Iker thing that we're supposed to learn here, which is what? That Leidibra Torah connected to Yetzirah, what is that? So you tell me, go, yeah, it's okay, go marry her. You can't control this. Go marry her. And yeah, and enjoy stoning your kid. Have a good time stoning your child in a couple of years. That's Shkreach. Mazel Tov. More so you could ask, what was David HaMelech thinking then? If this is Taka, David said, David didn't know the Smuchim. David didn't know that. What didn't... So this Tachronim Taka ask. This Tachronim Taka ask. And I'm going to share with you a Meridik Yisoid from the Chassam Sofer. And this Chassam Sofer is a tremendous lekach, tremendous lesson to be had. Parshas Ben Saru Meir is very unique also, that we say that the Ben Saru Meir, the end will be, he's Melastim as Abrius, he'll be a murderer, he'll deteriorate all the way to the bottom. Comes in Baron Kotla, and Baron Kotla's Atzal makes a diak in the Yerushalmi. It's a Yerushalmi you could read without realizing it, but Rabbaran didn't miss this message from the Yerushalmi. The Mishnah in Perek Ben Saramur, the eighth Perek of Sanhedrin, the Mishnah says, Ben Saramur, neither in Al Shem Sofer. Right? Comes the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi says, Sofa Kodesh Baruch Hu Hashem saw, Shesoiv Zer, also the end is going to be this guy. Listen what his end is going to be. Melastim, he's going to go and take his father and mother's money. Fiyeshiv, Beproshas Drachim. He'll be on the street corners. And Mekaper Zabrius, he'll steal. He's even a possible vulnerable to murder. Hoyrigas Hanavoshes. Okay, so he's on the bottom already. He's in the gutters. He's robbing his parents. He's robbing people on the streets. He's even accused of possibly murdering people. And then, the Seifai L'Shakach Talmudai. Now he's going to forget what he learned. Talk to Baron. That's the bottom? You told me the guy's already robbing his parents. He's on the gutters. Robbing people. Killing people. Okay, it doesn't get worse. No. It gets worse than that. The Sofer Mishakach Talmudai. He'll forget whatever he learned. Now he goes, now you know why I get so excited when somebody forgets what we said last year in Shia. Rob, murder, shame, this gefilch. Sleeve, mashkach, tabude! How they freak about? It's like he doesn't ask it. Rabban, for Rabban, this wasn't such a big cash. It's a diak. It's unbelievable what the Yerushalmi said. So let me tell you what the Chassam Sofer says. And I'll tie this into what I told the Olam over years. Many times over the years, you say it from Abchatzkel. Abchatzkel Abramsky, Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, he was a Gaon Olam, but he was able to talk to any person. Any ignorant person, he was able to really connect to. That's a Koyach of a Gadol. I was just telling somebody recently, that the first time I saw Reb David Feinstein Zatzal, I went to Manhattan. I actually went to Manhattan to speak to Reb Moshe. But Reb Moshe was an MTJ. And I was there a little bit before the time. I went to get a coffee. So I went into a coffee shop. So I go into a coffee shop. There's a Jew sitting there, typical old-time East Sider, with one of those caps, you know, like the Ben Osmanim thing that I have, one of those caps. And there's another fellow, middle-aged fellow, you know, looked like having a coffee with him at breakfast. Thinking about a gray suit, from what I remember, like a, you know, sitting by a table, and this other guy is telling him what's going on, you know, the news, stuff, like a, if you told me that the guy, these two people were not religious, maybe, I don't know, I mean, they look religious, sort of, you know, but that could be not religious. He was wearing a hat, a cap, a face, yeah. So the guy I'm standing next to, he goes, you know who that is? I said, who's that? He goes, the one with the other, you know, not the cap, the other one with the other, more regular looking hat, that's what David Feinstein. I said, come on. I was for the yeshivish guy. This is David Feinstein. I wouldn't schmooze with that guy he schmoozed into. I mean, I would say good morning to him, but I wouldn't be engaged with him. What do you mean? I have better things in my life to do than to talk with this outer East Sider about the face, the bingo night. Well, what's up with them? Well, what's up? And he's sitting schmoozing with him like, he said, I said, there's no way in the world. I said, you're being Mavazer Reb David, you're calling David the Feinstein. He goes, yeah, I'm telling you, it's Reb David. I said, okay, so I go over to the guy, Shalom Aleichem, to the guy with the cap, Shalom Aleichem. What's your name? David Feinstein. Naflu Ponov. I fell into the ground. Huh? So, yeah, Reb David. Right? So, Reb Chaskel was I going home? He could talk to, he would engage with. They say once there was a little girl lost, he took her across the whole town. She asked him where something is, he took her by the hand and walked her across the hill. Who was this girl? He said, I don't know, she needed directions. I don't want to just. I took her. He was able to talk to anybody. So Friday night, he used to give a chabura on the parsha to the Jewish single boys. That were some a little religious, some not religious, on the parasha. Parashas Kisetze came, and he was like, what in the world am I going to tell these Jewish kids? I don't want to tell them about Yifas Toyer. What am I going to tell these kids? So they say over, this is found B'Ksav, that Reb Chatzko said that he didn't know what to say. He's speechless. I'm going to talk to college kids about a guy marrying a shiksa in the Torah. Not good. This is not good. What am I going to do? He says, and then it ended up being the most inspiring parsha shir he gave them ever in his life. What was the parsha shir? What was the theme? The theme was everything the Torah demands from you, you could do. Whatever the Torah wants you to do, you could do. What's the proof? Here you see, the Torah knew you couldn't, a human being can't do it. What did the Torah do? Said, it's okay, you can marry her. What does that show you? That all the 613 mitzvahs are talking to all of your vulnerabilities and weaknesses. And still you could do it. And he said he was the most matzliach that he ever was. That was the most successful that he ever was. But l'chayra, this boosts the kasha. What do you mean? The Torah knows your vulnerabilities. The Torah basically throws me down the toilet. So to go marry her and fall in the gutter with your kid. And Ms. Tama, a normal parent, after their kids have been so murdered, they'll jump off the roof themselves too. That's a eitzah. That's a shenan eitzah. That's a echnet kid eitzah. So what's going on? So I want to tell you what the Chassam Sofer says. The Chassam Sofer says like this. He says that every person, Hashem only sends you in the certainness that you could accomplish. A lot of times you have a rough day, you feel like, okay, today I just can't. Today is just not that day. Today I can't. It happens to all of us. And we all have those moments in life. A business deal that you didn't do proper. So, okay, this deal, I couldn't control myself. It was like a little schmutzig, but it was so such a good deal. I couldn't. This Hashem doesn't expect me to. I had a balabas by me in shul who told me, and this is mamish verbatim what he told me. I'm almost quoting. He said, the Rav should know, There was a shiloh he had, which I felt that the whole deal was not so kosher. He said, to Rav Shinah, I wasn't so comfortable with this deal either. He says, I want you to know, he tells me, anytime I do a deal like this, a shtickle like this, I give the profits to tzedakah. We're learning now the Sigur Mitzvah of Avera. And Hashem saying against the world. I tell Moshe Kapoya, the prophet you make over here, you should go to Bermuda. Keep in the evidence, Yisurah Achas, lo evid bei Yisurah Achrite. Just like you find by a mitzvah. You do one mitzvah, you do another mitzvah with it. You take the tray for geld, that's what you do. What you do? The tray for geld, you put over there. Right? So in life, we always have experiences. And that's where we fall. We don't fall where you know what I mean? You're not oversleeping Zman Krishma Yom Kippur. You're oversleeping Zman Krishma Shul Shampur. Right? Not the challenging moments in life, those are the moments those are our key moments. And when we're misgabed those moments, we become gedolim. That's what we grow from. We grow not from waking up for Zman Krishma Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, I'm going to daven v'sikin. Shkoyach. Can't do anything the night of Yom Kippur. You already went through Mishnayos Yuma without knowing what you're talking about. You're hungry. You go to bed, try to fall asleep. You're up 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm davening v'sikin. Okay, I'm not taking away. It's very nice. That's not nishmedem. Your Zman Krishma Shul Shampur is getting you a bigger ticket than your v'sikin on Yom Kippur. Because that's the challenge. That's your challenge. That's the moment. So Mamela Zokta Chassam Sefer, when Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will Ilmole HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizrei LeYocholoi, Chazal tell us that the Yetzer Hara, without Hashem Siyata Rishmai, there's no way we could win the Yetzer Hara. There's no way. So when we overcome the Yetzer Hara, it's Siyata Rishmai. Without Siyata Rishmai, we're not making it. But, so why do people Taka not make it? A lot of people fall into the Yetzer Hara. What happened? It's very simple. The Gemara starts. The Gemara says, Yargiz Odom Yetzer Teva Yetzer Ha. If you fight, Hashem will finish the fight for you. Not that Hashem, it's autopilot, it's a Tesla. Muhammad Yetzer is not a Tesla. It's not you type in the address and it's a gate. It's not like that. You have to fight. And even though the Abish is going to do the bulk, but it's a condition. You have to do it. You have to do yours. You have to do yours. If you do yours, the Abish says, if you go to war, then the son of Hashem will care. Hashem is going to do the war for you, but you have to go out. You have to fight. You have to. Zok the Chassam Sefer. Chas v'sholom to learn Chazal. That Hashem gave you a heter, because he knew you have a Yetzirah. And, by the way, P.S., he'll give you a special delivery, Ben Sarah Mera. Says the Chassam Sefer, Chas v'sholom. That's not Avinu Avarachman. That's not the birthday presents Hashem sends us. He says, I'm helping you out. He says, there are some people that based on their koyach adam, I'm sure you all remember those of you that are here for a couple of years, remember my Erev Yom Kippur Shmuz, I think it's about 3 years ago. I said, it's a strange thing. The Gemara says that tzaddikim, wasn't lovely when Hashem is going to get rid of the Yetzer Hara, tzaddikim nidmalem kahar, v'sham nidmalem kachut asayra. You remember that Gemara? When Hashem is going to shech the Yetzer Hara, tzaddikim are going to look at the Yetzer Hara, and they're going to say, wow, that's a mountain. How in the world did we overcome that mountain? And the Rishonim are going to say, what? We messed up for that little stupid thing? Crazy? That chut asara? We couldn't accomplish that little chut asara? We couldn't put the filter onto the phone? God Avrami balls it? That's the whole maisa? What's going on? That's as I state in the Gemara. So I asked the Kasha, what's Pshat in the Gemara? Tzadikim nimmer um Kahar, Rishon nimmer um Kortasara, what's going on? It's the same Yetzer Hara. So I said the Pshat is very simple. The Pshat is, the Yetzer Hara is always according to what your level you're up to. Hashem doesn't give you a Yetzer Hara that you can't accomplish. A tzaddik is constantly growing. You understand? So Rav Yankiv Kamenetsky Zatzal didn't have a taiva to watch Super Bowl. It wasn't like Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, he went, Shen, I'm going to go to Super Seder. It would have been a challenge for him to have to see 5 minutes of the Super Bowl. Look, I got a bunch of goyim running around in the gachkes. What's the tzachto? They're garnished. Right? But Yankiv always used to tell us, you think I don't have a Yetzirah? So Yankiv, when he was 8 years old, he had a Yetzirah like an 8 year old. Then he became bigger and bigger and bigger. And as he got bigger, the Yetzirah grew with him. Yetzirah for Rabbi Yankiv has to be a different type of Yetzirah. Not a Yetzirah. A Rasha is the opposite. His Yetzirah could get smaller with time. Why? He becomes more and more vulnerable. Avera Guerrero Savera. Avera Guerrero Savera. One Avera, it's not Avera. You become easy play for him. Once you do an Avera again, Rav Chaim Voloshin used to say, by a third time, it's already a mitzvah. You understand? People talk Lashon Hara today. Even if you correct somebody, you know, that may be Lashon Hara. Okay, well, let me just get this one last piece out. Right? What's Pshat? I've seen it all the time. You know, I'll tell somebody. It could be a member of the family. That's Lashon Hara. Okay, just one more. Just one more. Imagine a guy's eating a cheeseburger. He doesn't realize it. It's a cheeseburger. He goes, okay, just nothing. You're looking like he's nuts. That's treif. Spit it out. By Lashon Hara, it doesn't work that way. That's Lashon Hara. Okay, just one last. Just then I'm stopping. One more. Meshuggah. There it is. Nasa's like Yehata. That's like Yehata. And the Yetzirah gets weaker and weaker. At the end of the day, your Yetzirah doesn't need to even work on you. Because you Lassid Lava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the tzaddik and he shows him his Yetzirah, which is already a mountain. Because that Yetzirah, because he's a mountain. His Yetzirah, the tzaddik looks at the Yetzirah and goes, wow, how was I able to overcome him? That's a monster. That's a Schwarzenegger Yetzirah. I don't mean today. Today Schwarzenegger's gone. I could take him down. Chmein Amor. Amor like a Schwarzenegger. So the Rasha looks at the Yetzirah and he goes, this is the, this? The Eibishter shows the Rasha that little garnish, the kleina pipsqueak that his Yetzirah is. He says, that little guy, he doesn't realize. Didn't start with that little guy. He had a regular Yetzirah. But once he gave in, the Yetzirah didn't have to go to the gym anymore to overpower him. The Yetzirah was able to sit and eat cheesecake all day and still win him. And smoke and drink and eat cheesecake and he still could take him down. Because he became a nothing. He became weaker and weaker. It goes along. Says the Chassam Sofer. That avada and avada, the process of taking the fast Torah to the house and the whole thing, there are some people who talk, even at that point, they're still vulnerable. And for them, that's the torment they should take a taker. And they're not going to have a Ben Tzair Umayra. Because they did all their koiches. They did all that they were supposed to do. They're taka not going to have, you hear some say for them, they're not going to have a Ben Tzair Umayra. They're taka not going to have a Ben Tzair Umayra. Because they did all they can. But David HaMelech was somebody who had the power. Libichol Bekirbi had a koches David HaMelech, for him, the Torah didn't want him to take a fast. He could have. Says the Chassam Sofer, he was katan be'enov. In his eyes, he looks at himself, he's like a regular person. So he didn't realize his own kreches. Chushai Arach, he told him, no, Melech Kamoyscha, for you, Taka shouldn't have taken the fast. It's mutar, Taka true, the Torah was moderate. But not for somebody like you. Not you. Azayzok to Chassam Sofer. Unbelievable Chassam Sofer. But I want to tell you that from this Chassam Sofer was this Ur to me a different pshat. A little bit different than the Chassam Sofer. And this, I think, is critical. This point. I think that the pshat is like this. Another pshat, I won't call it the pshat. Another pshat, another way to look at it is like this. In Parshas Vayeshev, we always discuss the idea of Bikish Yaakov Leishiv Bishalv. Right? So Chazal, tell famous Chazal, that the whole Parsha Vayeshev talks about a very difficult tkufa of Yaakov Avinu's life, probably the most difficult tkufa of Yaakov's life. More difficult than running away from Esav. Parsha Vayeshev was more difficult for Yaakov than running away from Esav. How does it start? Parsha Vayeshev. So Rashi says, brings down a famous Chazal, because Yaakov Leishiv Bishalv. Yaakov wanted it. He wanted a rest. And Hashem says, no, tzaddikim. Yaakov wanted a rest? Well, he wanted to move to a 55-plus community with a golf course? Because Yaakov Leishiv Bishalv. Want to move to Boca? What do they call it? The Grove? Nothing against the Grove, Chas V'Shalom. I'm just saying, Yaakov Inu didn't move to the Grove. He was in Beis Medrash. So what does it mean, Bikish Yaakov Leishiv Bishalv? So I always say, Poshe Pshat. Yaakov Avinu, when he was in love in Arami's house, he knew that his family is vulnerable. Well, by Lavan. So Yaakov Avinu had four eyes on his family. Four eyes. Right? Watching his family like a hawk. Well, by Lavan. Right? But imagine you move with your family out to Rechov Chazanish. Bnei Brak. He said, okay, yeah, I don't got to watch my kids. They're going to watch over me. My kids are going to watch over me. Right? So I don't have to. Now I can just sit and learn. Because Yaakov Leishiv Bishalv. He didn't realize the sakana that there is no shalva. There is no shalva. And that was the Bikish Yaakov Leishiv Bishalv. That's the way we typed up then, the idea. I think that what Chazal is telling us is very simple. Very simple thing Chazal is telling us. Chazal is telling us like this. Avada, somebody marry a Yefas Toyar. It's not automatic that you can have Ben Sormor. Otherwise, the Chassam Sofer is right. That's what, thank you, Torah. Torah says, oh, we're sensitive to you. You have a Yetzirah, we'll help you out. Yeah, help me out with a bit of murder. That's not what the Torah says. The Torah is helping you, and then Viter helping you. What's the Torah saying? We're allowing you, if there's no choice, we're allowing you, I'll give you an example. A person needs medical intervention. I deal with medical shalos, unfortunately, every day. And Baruch Hashem, these refus, but every day I'm dealing with different refus. A lot of times a person needs a certain intervention, and the doctor says, listen, we're going to have to do surgery. We could save your life, but you should know, we do the surgery. Now you're vulnerable to A, B, C. You understand? So you need a kidney transplant. Yeah? Okay, without the kidney transplant, you're not going to make it. So you need a kidney transplant. Okay, we'll give you a kidney. But now you have a kidney transplant, you have to be on immune suppressants. You have to take anti-rejection medication. Now you take anti-rejection medication, now you're vulnerable to A, B, C, D, E. Now you tell me, what would you tell now the surgeon? Surgeon gives you a whole list of things. Now that you're a transplant recipient, now you can't do this and you can't do that and you have to be careful from this and you can't do that. Would you turn to the surgeon and say, thank you. Thank you. You give me a kidney, you give me a whole list of things I can't do. You idiot. Say, thank you. Thank you for saving me. And thank you for telling me now that I have vulnerabilities. That's part of the thank you. That's what the Torah is telling us. The Torah is telling us, if you marry a Yifas Toyar, your children now are more vulnerable. Don't think this is part of your calculation when you marry the Yifas Toyar. You have to know these are the vulnerabilities. These are the vulnerabilities. And if you don't know what your vulnerabilities are, you're in bigger danger. So that's why the Torah tells you should know that Seifai Shetolud Mimenu Ben Soramara, this is an eventual possibility. And if you ain't going to be extra careful, that's what's going to happen, Tak. Doesn't help. You can't give a regular chinuch to this kid. This kid, you can't be Bikesh Yaakov Leisha Mishalva. This kid, you're going to have four eyes on. You're going to have to do this, you have to do that, because this kid was born from a union of Kaiba. So he's more vulnerable. The child is more vulnerable. So it's not that the Torah is Chas V'Sholem saying, take her, but we'll get you. The Torah is saying, take her, but realize, you're a transplant recipient. Take her, but you should know, you just went through a procedure that makes your family more vulnerable. And you have two choices. Now, either that alone will make you be stronger now and be able to overcome the challenge, or it won't be and you'll have to be more careful. But if you're going to do that and loy mizeh, then you're going to end up talking with problems. You're talking about problems. That's the lekach. There's no chas v'sholem ultimate eventuality. The Torah HaKadosh can always, Barosi Yetzirah, Barosi Torah Tavlin. As long as you look at the Torah, it could help you. You will never fall too low for the Torah to be able to help you. Ever. Barosi Yetzirah, Barosi Torah Tavlin. You will never fall too low, Chas V'Shalom, that the Torah can't help you. But, says the Yerushalmi, Soifoi Mashkach Talmudoi. Says Yerushalmi, it's not just a question you'll get lower and lower and lower. If the Torah was convinced that you at least would have Torah, then we don't want to have a problem. We wouldn't have a problem because the Torah could be Hamor Sheba Machzirei L'Mutav. Say Chazal, Soif, the end will be that Mashkach Talmudei. And then you won't even have the Torah to go back to. So Yom Zakai Val Yom Zakai. That's Pshat in the Yerushalmi. Why do Yerushalmi list that as the part of the ultimate scenario? And the takeaway from the whole parasha is, on the one hand, tremendous chizik we have to get. Because we see the Torah doesn't give us nisyonos that we can't overcome, like a Pchatzkel saying. The flip side is, we have to also be on guard for our vulnerabilities. And we have to do all we can. And yes, if we do all we can, the Eibush is going to pave the way for us. Be'ezah Hashem. But we should never feel like this is too much of an Nisoyin for me to try. Because it's just the opposite. It's just the opposite. The bigger the Nisoyin, the more you have to try. The Eibush the Tak will take care of it for you. But you have to try. If you don't try, I always say over to Evan Ezra, Muridik Evan Ezra. The Evan Ezra says, that it says, V'koyvi Hashem yachlifu koyach, yalu eivel kaneshochem. That's a famous pasuk, right? People who put their trust in Hashem, they'll have endless strength, right? They'll be able to be yalu eivel kaneshochem like eagles. So the Evan Ezra asks, why does it say yachlifu koyach? Yachlifu means exchange. It should say, koyvi Hashem, Yehelon koyach, they'll have koyach. Not yachlifu koyach, they'll have koyach. Why does it say yachlifu koyach? So he says a great word. He says, no human being has endless strength. No human being has endless strength. Human being has limited strength. You're human. If you use all your strength, Hashem will give you another load. Yachlifu. You use all the koyches you have, Hashem is going to give you more kachas. But if you don't use everything you got, you're not going to get more. So basically, Hashem will fight all of your battles. Hashem doesn't fight the battles that are not your battles. If you are Gaal Muhammad, if you're going to fight, Hashem is going to finish the fight for you. That's the lekach. But you have to fight. Agun Shabbos.